Okay, welcome back. We're going to get right into the next agenda item, which is a briefing on a proposed NEFMC-sponsored catch share workshop behind tab number one. Turn it over to George LaPointe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I feel a little bit like a guy who's teaching people to shovel snow in April. My timing might be a little bit off based on the conversation, but we'll get right into it. The first slide I have up is the council priority from last fall that was passed by the council, and that was to conduct a workshop to develop a strategy and blueprint for catch share programs development in New England fisheries, including goals and objectives, issues and recommendations for each type of program, including community fishing organizations and private slash state permit banks. When I was brought on by the council, we put together a steering committee. Can we get the next slide? Or do I have a control here? He can be taught. Steering committee was put together, and we tried to put together a mix of geography and fisheries and views on catch shares. And the membership of the steering committee is Vincent Balzano, who is from Maine, Rip Cunningham, who's from the front table, Joe Gilbert from Stonington, Connecticut, Tim Froelich from New York, Paul Howard, myself, Matt McPherson, who is from Northeast Fisheries Science Center, Socioeconomic Section, I don't know, Social Sciences Section, Mike Russo and Steve Welch, both from Massachusetts. The job of the steering committee was to present to you today a goal and objectives for the workshop, which is being proposed to be held in October. And the goal that the steering committee came up with was to develop comprehensive guidance for the development and implementation of catch share programs in New England fisheries. And under that, there's a number of objectives. The first objective is, and there's another slide, so you'll see more in a minute, is to inform council members and stakeholders about the positive and negative impacts of catch share systems within and among sectors or communities using experiences and lessons learned from different fisheries and regions. It is to gather information and present it to give a broader context to catch shares. The second objective being proposed by the steering committee is to explore the differing impacts of measures that reduce fishing mortality as compared to the impacts of implementation of catch share systems on sectors and communities in New England. And this is comparing the effects of low ACLs compared to catch share systems, because in my working on this for a couple months, that is a differentiation that is hard to do but is important to consider. And then number three, and I apologize for the small text, that this text is included in your briefing book, is to develop comprehensive guidance for catch shares development, which could include the development of explicit social, economic, and sector or community objectives for inclusion in all New England Council FMPs with management measures directly related to those social, economic, and community objectives, guidance related to concurrent consideration of different aspects of sector and community impacts in future FMPs and amendments and frameworks, contrasted with the sequential, consideration of sector or community impact measures. Another objective is information related to requiring comprehensive consideration of different aspects of sector and community impacts in future FMP actions, as contrasted. That might be a bit of a redundancy. So stepwise consideration of sector and community impacts, and then recommendations for integration of a systematic approach for ongoing evaluation of community impacts of catch share programs in New England Council FMPs, as required by National Standard 8. Before I go on, one of the things that the steering committee felt strongly about and isn't included in the goal and objectives because it's not directly related is they want to make sure that this isn't seen as recommending catch shares in every FMP, but that if catch shares are considered in an FMP, these are the things they think are important. And this is my final slide. The workshop is tentatively scheduled for the 18th and 19th of October, and the next steps for the steering committee, pending the council's actions, is to develop an agenda and meeting format and to select the presenters for that, for the different topics. And, Mr. Chairman, that concludes the presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Questions for George? Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, thanks, George. Obviously, you're operating in the context of previous council decisions regarding the need for us to go with both feet forward into catch share management in all the New England fisheries. That I think is why the goal of the workshop is to develop a comprehensive guidance. So the workshop obviously is going to be pretty aggressive in its approach towards dealing with catch share programs, since it's comprehensive guidance. But I know time is short and we've got to get on with this, so why not make it comprehensive? I guess that's why the objectives of the workshop are numerous. And my question to you and to the steering committee is, do you feel that you have too many objectives, that you might actually, after the workshop is completed, spread yourself too thin? There's an awful lot of material to cover here. So how much thought was given by the steering committee to, are you just too grand in scale?
I don't know how much the steering committee thought about that, because I told them we had to. Well, I mean the priority suggests a comprehensive strategy, and I think, well, in talking to people about the past workshops that were done by this council and others, and the work that needed to be done, I think the feeling was that if you're trying to put together a strategy for the implementation, the development or implementation of catch shares, that if you don't deal with it comprehensively, you will, the risk is that you end up dealing with some of the issues, and then later on you'll have to deal with the other parts of the issues, and they're hard to mesh together at a later date. But it is an aggressive goal.
All right, thank you, George. Your first objective: informing council members and stakeholders about the positive and negative impacts of catch share management systems within and among sectors, et cetera. I assume the steering committee gave a lot of thought to the previous workshop that was held up in New Hampshire, where I thought that workshop focused on the positive and negative impacts of catch share systems around the nation, actually around the world. So to what extent will the first objective actually repeat a lot of discussion that has already occurred?
I don't have the benefit of having been at that first workshop, but my understanding that was largely for council members, and this workshop will be for council members and a broader group of stakeholders. And I guess the other thing I would say is that there's been a lot of discussion. There's clearly in New England have been a lot of implementation issues and lessons learned here and elsewhere on catch share issues that would be worthy of grounding the workshop on before you worked on the other objectives.
Okay, thank you. And I'll just draw your attention to a paper that just came out in Fisheries. It's April 2011 by Mark Fina. It's called Evolution of Catch Share Management, Lessons from Catch Share Management in the North Pacific. It's an excellent paper, so this might help with the planning for the workshop. I'd also suggest, George, that, I'll ask the question. There's a frequent reference to the word sectors in here. Is that a reference to specific to groundfish sectors, or are you using the word sector in a different way?
That's a good catch, David. I think it is sectors as in components of a fishery, not sectors as defined in the groundfish plan. For a couple reasons. That's a very specific definition, and the intention of the workshop is not just to be a groundfish workshop, but to deal with all the fisheries with catch share aspects.
All right, thank you. The second objective is unclear to me. I don't know what you're getting at, especially when you give at the very end of that objective that is effects of low ACLs versus the catch share systems. To me, that's confusing. I don't understand what you mean. I thought you meant that it would be effects of ACLs or hard quotas alone versus catch share systems with hard quotas, which does the best at reducing fishing mortality. I thought that's where you were going, but I'm not sure anymore because the language is confusing.
And that should be an ED and not an IE. I think that my thought here, and the steering committee agreed, was that in the discussions of particularly in groundfish and the implementation of the first year of sectors, my sense is, and the sense of the steering committee is that there are impacts of low ACLs that are running concurrent with the impact of sectors, and trying to tease those apart is an important distinction, and is worthy of discussion as well. Because again, my thought is that absent sectors, the low ACLs would cause a lot of impacts on communities and the fisheries, and the sectors have other impacts, and the discussion of how you tease that apart to the degree you can is an important distinction.
Okay, well, I would suggest that the steering committee focus a little bit more on that objective and fine-tune it a bit, because it still is unclear to me. I still think that it's saying that, it's implying that one can better control or reduce fishing mortality with catch share systems as opposed to management with just quotas, hard quotas. And the literature is full of references to the fact that you don't need a catch share program to control or reduce fishing mortality. So I would suggest to get a little bit of refinement on that. And then finally, regarding the third objective with all of the could include, that to me it's kind of wishy-washy in that it's a set of objectives with a lot of elements to it that which could include. I would like to know what it will include. If you can be specific, if the steering committee can be specific relative to that, it would be very helpful. In addition, I would like to see comprehensive guidance, once again, the goal of the workshop, that would focus on guidance to the council and also to the stakeholders about catch monitoring measures and costs needed to ensure that catch is accurately recorded. To me, that's one of the important elements of a catch management program, and comprehensive guidance should be specific to catch monitoring. And I believe that collectively we can learn a lot from what has occurred in the North Pacific. Again, that paper that I referenced before, where they make it very clear that you've got to have very high observer coverage, and in most cases about 100% observer coverage, in order to be certain that you're actually going to achieve your catch share management objectives. So those are my comments. Take them for what they're worth, and I'll move forward.
David Cathel.
Thank you. George, I got a couple of documents here. I'm like David, probably beware of people bearing you gifts. But one of them is Catch Shares in New England, Key Questions and Lessons Learned from Existing Programs. That's from MRAG, Meridian Institute, February 2010. I think that's available to anybody. I also have a paper here, Understanding and Contextualizing Social Impacts from the Privatization of Fisheries, an Overview by Dr. Julia Olson from the Science Center, published in the journal Ocean and Coastal Management. I have an office copy, so we cannot put that up on the website. It's a pay-per-view journal, so if people want it, they're going to have to pay. But anyway, both of these reports are organized in a similar way, where they go around the fisheries of the world, and they've identified issues in the fisheries, and then how those fisheries have addressed them. And I think that type of format would be very useful for us. So, for example, you know, issues surrounding catch shares worldwide, have we got similar issues? If the answer is yes, have we addressed them? If the answer is no, how do we address them? Is it management measures? Do we need more research? Are we lacking data to address them? That to me would be very helpful, because there are, in both these reports, there seem to be elements that emerge worldwide, across fisheries, across countries, and all these countries have dealt with them in different ways, some successfully, some not. And I think that would be the best way for us to get something constructive out of this type of program. I think it's embedded in your goals and objectives already, but I would like to see the specific issues raised in both of these papers addressed on a count-by-count basis. because I think we have a lot of those issues here in New England at the moment.
Jim?
Yeah, hi, George. I've got a couple suggestions. I would suggest that you expand your steering committee to include at least one sector manager. And the reason I say that is that they have the on-the-ground experience behind them now so that they could help you with some objective stuff going forward. And then the second one I have is that on your goals and objectives, your last one, when you're simply restating a national standard, I find that to be redundant. And I think that when we pick goals and objectives in management plans, we often restate national standards, and I always make the same comment that it's redundant. We don't really need that. We are bound by that, so to speak. So those are the only two comments I have, George.
Terry.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And thanks, George and the steering committee, for the work you've done. In addition to Jim's suggestion of sector manager, I'd also suggest you add a general category scallop fisherman to the group. But my question really is more process for you, Mr. Chairman. Given the executive committee's recommendation, and what are the next steps here? Are you looking for a council recommendation that we delay this workshop from the fall to a time uncertain and address it in our next priorities? Or I'm supportive of the go slow approach. I'd like to see the sector review and workshop happen prior to this, but I just didn't know what your intentions were.
Well, I think it speaks more to the intention of the council. It's on the priority list, and it's scheduled for October this year. George assembled a steering committee and has brought back the first cut from that steering committee to the council. So this would be the opportunity for the council either to, as some have done, make recommendations to expand the steering committee. Others have made recommendations on the goals or objectives of this workshop. And this is the time either to postpone or otherwise modify what we still have on the books as a meeting in October. Terry?
Well, I would make a recommendation that we postpone this CAT chair workshop until after the sector workshop and address it in our priorities as when we meet again in the fall.
What was the second part of your motion, Terry?
Address it when we set the priorities for 2012. Address the timing.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mary Beth. Discussion? Jim Odlum.
Yeah, I'm in favor of this motion. I think that we need to look at our priorities in November anyway, and if it looks like we're having the sector workshop of lessons learned in roughly October, I would think we'd need to have a gap between that workshop and presentation and the workshop of this, because there's going to be information come out of that we're going to want to incorporate into the second workshop. And a month or 2 months is not going to be enough time for George's team to have a meeting or two to evaluate the outcome of the first workshop, the lessons learned workshop. So I support this motion.
To the motion. Dr. Pierce.
Well, I don't support the motion. I think the workshop on guidance for CAT chair programs should be held as soon as possible. I don't believe it's tightly linked to the workshop that we're going to have on sector performance the first year of Amendment 13. Certainly there'll be some benefits from knowing what has happened during the first year, assuming we will know. But I look at the objectives of the workshop, and they seem to stand alone. And are separate from specific consideration of this rather unique situation we have right now with sector management and groundfish, where You know, we're going to focus on scallops, of course, the general category. There might be some thoughts about what could be done for the limited access fishery, if anything. I would certainly want to see some good guidance developed sooner rather than later on the items that I highlighted before, such as the catch monitoring measures and the cost, which I think is critical. So I don't favor any delay.
Doug Grout.
Yeah, I'm concerned about delaying. I see the arguments that both Jim and Terry are making have some merit to them, but my concern is one, I think we need to move as quickly as possible on this, but I'm also concerned about future budgets and whether there'll be even money for this in the next year's budget if we're going to be taking at least a 10% cut, maybe more. So, and I realize we can set priorities, say this would be the top priority, but it might be at the expense. So I'm leaning towards let's move forward, let's get this, let's work on this now when we have the resources to do it.
Mary Beth.
Yeah, just a question on resources. We had approved this workshop under our 2011 priorities. Had we approved a workshop for sectors? I mean, a lot of people are talking about the need or want to have the sector workshop first and follow up with this workshop. So had we, you know, approved the sector workshop, or is that new? And
yes, the 2011 priorities have two workshops, one for sectors to review the first year, so to speak, lessons learned, and one for an overall catch share from an industry focus.
Okay, that was helpful. But from my perspective, I think the sector workshop is more of a priority in that when you look at the objectives here, it references lessons learned from different regions and fisheries, and we did have a workshop that looked at that. It has been maybe 2 years now since we did that, and if we can at least benefit from the lessons we've learned from implementations of sectors here in the region, then I think that would be a detriment for this particular workshop. So I think this workshop has great value, but my preference is to have the sector workshop first. What have we learned in this region? And then move on to another workshop. Makes more sense to me.
Mark Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Dave Pierce. I think catch shares are bigger than our current sector operations in groundfish. That evaluation will take place when it takes place, well, hopefully when all information is in hand. But I think catch shares are bigger than that. There are other programs either contemplated or under development. So I think we should proceed with that one along the proposed schedule. Thank you.
Dave Gith.
Yes, I agree with Dr. Pierce and the speakers who've spoken in favor of moving ahead. I think if there are problems, the problems are endemic in catch share programs, and they need to be addressed sooner rather than later. And the faster we can identify what those issues are and start management measures, the faster we can deal with them. The longer this gets put off, the issues that are out there just continue to fester, and you know people just drop by the wayside because of that. So I think we should move ahead sooner rather than later. I think that I think we have enough information to work on around the world, and we have enough issues to address, and we have to find out what management measures we'll need to address those issues so we can get started on them.
Paul Howard.
Just want to clarify some dates. The planning for the catch shares workshop with the steering committee and George got up and running and discussed that workshop ahead of the sector workshop planning. So we looked at October 18th, 19th for the general catch shares workshop with a focus on the industry, not the council. The idea of the second workshop was we were criticized for no industry dialogue at the first workshop. It was just for the council and its AP and SSCs and things like that. So the second one would be focused on industry participation. That's why the steering committee was mostly industry and no one to do with the council process, so to speak. But anyway, we looked at October 18th and 19th, and then at a subsequent NRCC meeting, October 18, 19 looked like a good date for an NRCC meeting. So we're going to look at the following week after 18, 19. So 25, 26 is probably the date for the general workshop, industry-focused. Now, the sector evaluation, or the lessons learned workshop, there's no date or very little discussion by the committee that I'm aware of when that should be. In fact, there's some sector motions about when that should be. So I think when you talk about when the sector workshop and when the CAT Shares workshop should be, you know, you've got to look at dates for both. And the one date we talk about now is October 25, 26.
Okay, I think we've had pretty good debate on this question. Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Nine. Opposed? Eight. Abstentions? Motion carries 9-8. Doug?
Just a follow-up on this is if we're going to postpone it, possibly an opportunity to postpone it and still stay within the year and have it after a sector meeting might be the first week or two in December. You know, try and get it in there while we still have the money in the budget for it. And also just, I agree with one final thing. I agree with Jim's suggestion that we include a sector manager on the steering committee, and I had offered up Josh Wordsma in the original request that you had, and I would hope that he would be considered again if we decide to go add a sector manager to the steering committee.
Dr. Pearson.
Yeah, I've got one more point to make on the workshop itself for CAT Share programs that will be delayed until after the workshop on sector performance. And that would be for the benefit of this council, and actually this is relevant to the sector workshop as well. So benefit of the council, and George, in your initiative, I've got to call attention to one more paper that is really stellar. It just published from the Northeast Fishery Science Center, Julia Olson. We always talk about economic impacts and social impacts of catch share programs, and this is entitled Understanding and Contextualizing Social Impacts from the Privatization of Fisheries, an Overview. And she's covered a number of fisheries that we're very well, that we know about, West Coast, East Coast, the U.S. Ocean Quahog and Surf Clam Fishery being one. And the message that she delivers here, among many messages, is that the examples that we will learn from clearly indicate that with those examples, consolidation and concentration of the rights were in the hands of a few, favoring large-scale operations at the expense of crews. So we need to pay attention to this particular document since it has great relevance to all of our past decisions and our ongoing work relative to consolidation and excessive shares.
Hard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think at this point I need a little clarification. After that vote was approved, I was under the impression that's it for our CAT Share workshop and the planning for this year. Yet the two subsequent speakers have talked about additional people on the steering committee and some other things to look into. So is it is the direction that the council is giving me is that to continue the planning but not hold a workshop in 2011?
Karen, could you put the motion back up? Is it up? I mean,
it says postpone until after the sector workshop, and then it says to address the timing of this workshop, the general catch-up workshop, through the priority setting in 2012, which is, of course, November. So I don't think it just postpones it. It changes the timing of it, but it doesn't say stop working on it. Is that the council's understanding? Terry?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. It wasn't my intention to stop forward progress, and I by no means want to diminish the importance of this workshop. I had concerns about the timing, the staff workloads, the budget, and particularly applying the lessons learned from the sector workshop into this workshop. I think it's all very valuable. Doug's suggestion of early December timing is attractive to me. I'm not sure whether or not the council will agree at our November priority setting session, but I hope that George and the steering committee will continue to work on this through this year and have a workshop ready to go.
Rip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps one of the ways to address this is under the Groundfish Committee motions. I do have a motion concerning the sector review meeting, which essentially is going to recommend that it not be in the original July time frame. Maybe at that point in time, if we can figure out a time that works for the sector review meeting, that will give us a better handle on the timetable, and then we can look forward to setting this one.
Anyone else? George.
My only comment, Mr. Chairman, is that the steering committee members, particularly the industry steering committee members, were asked to participate based on a set timeline. So I think it's my obligation, our obligation, to go back to them and talk about whether they're committed to doing a longer process, which is hard to tell at this point. But I think, in fairness, we need to bring that back to them.
Thanks, George. Anything else? George.
Just one last comment. If I didn't do it before, I wanted to thank the steering committee members because they did. They met once, and they put good discussion and good thought into the process in helping us move along. And I also want to thank the social sciences folks at the Science Center because they helped me.